Last time on Late and Legend.
We're just gonna sit here while a magical tree tells us to wait.
That light continues to travel through only the tiniest little hole in the wall at the front of the building, directly onto the tree sitting in the middle of the courtyard. Giovanni runs into the tree, and he's gone.
Whoa!
Ah, shit!
Let's go!
Something out of the very back of the room rushes towards Giovanni.
Moonbeam?
Fuck it, Moonbeam.
Fuck yeah. So, let's make a kill box.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
You slash into it, your blade comes down, cuts its arm clean off, then you bring it in right underneath its neck and pull upwards, and the head just kind of plops to the side, still connected. And that's that was your challenging combat session, guys.
Oh. You know what? I think I broke a sweat.
Josh, Giovanni, are you mad at us? You can see. Are you mad at us for being so good at the game?
No, I'm not mad. I'm proud of you guys. It's,
I was going Shall we proceed, party?
All right, yeah.
So the three of you all descend these stairs leading deeper into this labyrinth, and it opens up into a room that has kind of crumbled away and opens into what looks like a large cavern. You can see that there is an opening just to the left of you, and there is light coming from it.
Oh, I'm going to march towards that.
Yeah.
Sure. Go ahead. Move at your leisure, guys. You can see that the ground is moving. Fuck. It's spiders. Spiders. Spiders! Motherfucking spiders!
Ah!
You're fighting spiders! Here we go. Top of the turn order. Giovanni, you got some spiders in front of you. Goddamn spiders. You can see that they're all set up in this cave here. This cave is, you know, it's fairly big. It's maybe about like 30 by 30, but more like circular. And there are glowing mushrooms and glowing crystals all lining the edge of it. And from the light that it's casting across the room, you can see the form of thousands of little tiny spiders all across the floor. And at the very back of the room, you can make out a monstrosity, an eight-legged freak rushing your way. What do you do?
I am gonna fucking longsword the spider. I know it's a lot of little tiny spiders.
It's a giant fucking pack of like little spiders. Let's see what your sword can do.
I don't have. I've been thinking about this for 2 weeks. I don't really have any spells like fire or anything useful. So. You know what? I'm just gonna walk through all these spiders and try to engage the big one.
You're going to walk through.
Well, I'm gonna stomp through.
Walk through the spiders.
Yeah, they're just little spiders.
You're gonna stomp,
right? Like,
there's little spiders. Yeah, they. I mean, they're little spiders.
I'd say
they're about like the size of your thumb. Like, these are large spiders. These are like dock spiders.
Oh, they can't bite through chainmail. Like, how are they gonna bite through armor? Like,
well, John, we'll see, won't
they
we?
They go in between the plates, dude.
I'm sure someone will light the room on fire or cast it in a moonbeam or something.
Fair.
I'm just gonna go and attack the big spider.
Okay. All right. So you're going to. You know what? Yeah, I'll allow you to stomp through these spiders here. Squish, squish, squish. Step. Squish, squish, squish. Step. Yeah, it's kind of gross. Okay, and you have run up to that spider. What are you playing at, man?
Well,
what are you playing at, you fool?
I'm gonna hit him with the long sword. I'm gonna go ahead and declare that I'm gonna divine smite him also, if I hit. I'm not sure how that works anymore, but...
Yeah, you have to declare it first. It's the only way to be fair.
Well, I'm gonna go for it. Crit fail on the first roll.
Ooh,
off to a good start.
Alright, before you roll to that second one, I'm gonna need you to roll on the critical fail table.
Oof.
So in the top right-hand corner of the screen, you have a number of different little icons there. There's one that says rollable tables. Click that, and then underneath you have critical failures. You open that up, and at the very bottom of this table here, it has a button that says roll.
Ah!
Okay, you fall, comma, you have to roll a dex check or drop your primary weapon. So I need you to roll a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, I get a +2 to that because of my charisma.
From your charisma?
My charisma!
So roll that dex and then...
Buying
yeah,
time
okay. It's all right. Yeah, okay, do it.
And that's a 6 with my +2.
Oof.
Okay, I got some bad news for you, Giovanni. You go to slice at this spider in front of you with just the rage that only a paladin can possibly feel. And you go to strike at it, and then there's just like this weird moment where I guess maybe you have a little bit like, you know, being around spiders maybe make you a little nervous.
Definitely.
And your palms get sweaty, and the sword is coming down to strike the spider, and it just leaves your hand, and it flies past the spider, and there you are staring at this giant spider with no weapon in front of you.
Shit.
I've only used half my movement, though, right?
You also fell, too.
No.
I forgot about that bit. Yeah, you are now prone on the ground.
You have your helmet on, dude?
No.
Just turtle up.
So.
Definitely. Just turtle up.
No, he didn't.
Definitely
he
not.
He didn't want to have anything that's going to, like, hide his head.
No. Also, like, in a cave like this, you wouldn't want to have a helmet. Your senses would be so diminished. I guess I'll stand up and pull out my dagger.
So you're going to stand up. That takes the other half of your movement.
Mm-hmm.
You pull out your dagger. Okay.
Wait, I have another attack, though, right? Or does the crit fail negate that?
You know what? Yeah, you can take that other attack.
Sick.
That makes sense that you would be able to do it. I'm a very generous, generous DM.
You actually are. A 12.
The 12 misses.
Ah.
Bad news. You go to stab, you fall to the ground, sword goes flying, stand up, pull a knife from your boot, because that's where everyone keeps a knife, and you come plunging down at the spider, and it just kind of moves one of its eight legs out of the way, and the dagger goes wide.
Oof.
I got some bad news for you, Giovanni.
Yeah.
It's the spider's turn now.
Mm-hmm.
The giant spider that you just attacked.
And I'm not worried for a second.
I feel like it's judging you.
I may have lulled it into a sense of false confidence.
I feel like it's looking at you with its eight eyes, just going like, what the fuck is this guy's problem?
Dude.
Yeah, its beady black eyes stare at you. You have no idea what they're looking at the room, but you can only presume that it must be you because you're the one standing, blocking its view of everything else.
This has been a pretty pathetic attack.
The spider backs away from you.
Oh, really?
The spider backs away from you. It takes a step and then another step and it starts speeding up faster and faster, and all of a sudden you see that it's climbing up the wall behind it backwards, and it's now on the ceiling of this little cave, and then from up on top of you, Giovanni, web starts falling down.
Wait, do I get an opportunity attack because it left?
You know what? That is fair. I'll give this to you as well.
I'm on it with nice. The rules today.
Well,
oh, crit!
Nat fucking 20.
Whoa!
God damn.
Mount the spider.
Okay, you stab it with the dagger. Let's see some damage there, boy.
Oh, it's not even good. 7!
Alright, yeah, you do 7 points of damage to it.
God, if I don't get...
You stab down at it, plunging into its one of its stranded legs that it left just slightly behind, and you can hear a hissing noise coming from it.
Yes!
It says, fuck!
Only Val can hear it.
Spider can... Only Val can hear it, though.
Spider's real vulgar.
The spider takes a couple steps up the wall. It's now on top of you. There might be like a 10-foot difference between you and it, though you can't make out exactly where it is on the ceiling, but you can see the web coming down on top of you.
It's going to try to wrap me up, isn't it?
It rolled a 19.
Does not hit.
Ooh. Fuck. Okay, all this web just starts juicing in around you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really gross. And it starts slinging down, just jizzing everywhere. And it completely misses you, unfortunately, for the spider.
Yeah, two can play this game of cat and mouse, Mr. Spider.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, next up, it's you, Val.
Okay, I was just looking while that was going on. Am I able to use another spirit totem, like, in the same day? I think I get two, but I couldn't find it in my where to read up on it. Otherwise, I got another move I might try.
Starting at second level, you can call forth the ability to call nature spirits and use them to influence the world around you. As a bonus action, you can magically summon a spirit. The spirit creates a blah 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 blah. The spirit persists for 1 minute. Once you use this feature, you can't use it again until you finish a short rest or a long rest.
Ah, oh shit.
So, bad news for you. You can't use that again today.
Sorry, Gio. I was thinking of you. At least until you got your sword back. But, okay. I got another move I want to make, though. So, I want to kind of just deal with maybe some of this spider minions here the best I can. So, I'm going to use Conjure Animals. And I want to conjure...
Conjure bats.
That's 100% what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's
yep.
So fucking cool. They don't
all right.
They
well,
don't need to see either.
Okay.
It's perfect.
So here, so...
Let's just say I was not prepared for bats in the game today, so give me a second here while I pull up the bat stat block.
Josh, where I'm looking, it's got a challenge rating of
1 out of 10.
Yeah, so you should be able to, you should definitely be able
so
to.
So it says I can make 8 beasts of a challenge rating of a quarter or lower, so I don't know, do I get like 16?
I would be lying, bats, Josh, or... if I said I wasn't surprised you a weren't more prepared of for bats.
That's dope. You're like Dracula now. Val Dracul.
Val Dracul.
Dracuval.
Dracuval.
Ooh, I like that too. That's pretty good.
How's that bat research coming along, Josh?
Oh, it's coming along. All right, Val, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 2 bat swarms. Does that sound fair to you?
Sure.
Okay. Fucking bat swarms, goddamn.
How many bats are in each swarm? Like a couple, like a couple, 2 squadrons of bats?
2 squad. If you want to define it like that, sure. So a swarm of bats is kind of its own entity, very much in the same way that, like, this is a swarm of spiders in front of you.
Sure.
So and they have 22 hit points, armor class 12. They're goddamn bats. I don't know what you want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Here, I'm throwing them into the world.
It's cool, man. We're kind of skirting some uncharted ground, I guess, here, so... But yeah.
Yeah, when aren't we? Okay, Ben, if you go to the top right-hand corner of your screen, you should now also have a folder that says Val's Pets.
Oh, nice.
Val's Petting Zoo?
Val's Petting Zoo.
Right? I really hope, like, when this all comes to an end, that it's just Val in a petting zoo. Nice.
Gnarly.
You gonna command them like fighter pilots?
pretty much.
So you're telling me... We could have been hanging out with bats this whole time.
Hey, man, I'm not the druid.
Yeah.
Have that conversation with your druid.
Takes magic, man.
Takes magic. Okay. Boom. Poof. And 2 large poofs of smoke right beside Val. All of a sudden, dozens of bats come forth, glowing with spectral radiant energy. Okay, what do you got for me, Val? What are you doing?
I'm going to yell, lunchtime, boys, and send them on to attack the swarms of spiders.
All right.
Which contemporary heavy metal song are we hearing right now, Val?
Bat out of hell.
Bat out of hell.
Actually, I'm going to need to retcon for a second.
Sure.
Because I now have to bring these fellas into combat.
Oh, like initiative.
Yeah. Sure. So the 2 swarms of spiders appear around you, and now we need you to roll initiative. So could you go and do that in the combat tracker?
Roll 1 and roll 2. So, swarm bats is 22 and 4, respectively.
Goddamn.
So, top of the turn and bottom of the turn, it looks like.
All right. So, you'll have to hold off on using those bats right now. One's at the top of the turn order, and the turn has already started. So, they'll start at the start of the next turn. And then you have another bat that's at the very bottom of the turn order. And that's just after Mordecai. So, you'll get to use those guys before the end of the turn.
Cool.
Okay. Next up in the turn order. One of the swarms of spiders. This one is right behind Giovanni. Giovanni, they're going to start climbing up all over you.
Ugh. Ah! Gasp!
Yep, nailed it. And they start biting at you.
Bites.
You can feel them moving all around you, just like underneath your armor and like crawling. It's creepy, crawly feeling. It's really gross.
Ah!
18.
Nope.
Well...
You can't get their little teeth through the chainmail. I knew it.
Fangs aren't long enough.
They're like daddy long legs.
I was going to say, they're like daddy long legs in that regard.
Yeah, they're just inert. All right, next up is another swarm of spiders. This one is on the other side of you, Giovanni. They are also starting to crawl all over you. And they rolled a 24.
Oh, they got there. They got up to my neck.
Yep, they crawled just underneath your helmet. You can feel them wriggling around your throat. And they do 10 points of damage.
Ooh, 44.
Holy smokes. Death by 1,000 spider bites.
Also, I think it's important to note, I am not wearing a helmet. That is definitely not part of my...
Oh, okay. There you go. It's good to know.
Gio was just hoping they didn't bite his head.
Yeah.
Oh no, my only weakness, my face.
My tender face.
Alright, next up is the last swarm of spiders. They're just at the junction between this cave and the rest of the path that you guys have been following. They're one of the groups that Giovanni just ran right past. And these guys are running right up to Mordecai.
Oof.
And Mordecai, they're gonna start scurrying up your legs, and you can feel little bites starting to make their way through your pant legs.
Aw, man.
They rolled a 22.
Of course that hits. Why wouldn't it?
They did 13 points of damage.
Jesus.
Oh, down to 25.
All right. Next up in the turn is Mordecai. You got goddamn bats all around you.
Motherfucking
or goddamn,
spiders.
You got goddamn bats behind you and goddamn spiders in front.
Giovanni, are you doing okay?
Aye.
Protect your hair. Cover your face.
There's a really big one.
I don't think anyone can see the spider. Can anyone else see the big spider, or is it just Gio?
I can't see it from where I am.
Okay, I'm gonna risk an opportunity attack and move.
Oh yeah.
Inwards, and then Gio, I'm casting a dragon's breath right on top of you.
Give me a second. You got to take that that opportunity attack first.
Sure thing. Give it He'll to
dodge
me.
It.
Give it to them. He says.
All right. Yeah.
Do your best.
Oh, little swarm of spiders. You try shaking them off as you run past, and they try biting you. They only rolled an 11.
Yeah, they're fucking tickly. Yeah, I don't like it. All right.
Now, I don't know if this affects your cone of spell or whatever, but the spider is on the ceiling.
Well, why don't we just make this easy, and I just tilt my head towards the ceiling.
Okay, you want to do that, but you're not going to get the spiders on the ground.
Nope. They're not the biggest threat.
Okay.
Nope. Well, definitely not.
No, literally. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. You're firing flame at the spider on the
ceiling.
And
maybe the other ones will scurry away with all the like the heat and the fact that their mom's about to die. So. It has to save DC 15 dexterity.
All right.
And I really hope this works because I'm running low on third level spells.
Is Mordecai about to kill me?
No, I'm aiming
I think you're
up,
okay if he's aiming it at the ceiling.
I was thinking I'd get the stuff off you, but then, you know, walking into the room and seeing a big spider on the ceiling.
Rolled a 12.
All right, so it takes 10 fire damage.
You hear a cry screeching out from the ceiling, and then, like, a molten flame just kind of catching on to something up there. Val, just outside, you can hear another thing yelling, fuck!
Fuck!
Now, for the spider, right... The spider climb that it uses is innate, right? It's not gonna roll like a constitution to stay on the ceiling.
No, it's innate.
Okay, even though I crispied it. Gotcha. Cool.
Yep.
That's my turn.
All right. Next up, Ben, it is your swarm of bats. It's the one right behind your back there.
Okay. Group one, I wanna direct at the one that was kind of in the entranceway that both Gio and Mordecai kind of tramped over.
Okay.
So, roll bites. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Okay.
That's a... Oh, okay, Swarm Bats is a critical hit. 22.
Yeah, that definitely hits. All those bats just swoop in from the ceiling and start attacking and picking off these spiders below. Could I have you roll some damage?
Sure. That's 5 damage to the spider swarm.
Okay, I take 5 damage. Okay, so that's the end of this round. At the top of the turn order, Ben, your other legion of bats.
Very good. Group two.
I thought they were a squadron.
Squadron two.
All right, let's keep the turn.
swarm. The protect Gio. So I'm gonna send them to the ones at kind of by Gio's feet, southernmost in the cave, I guess.
Okay.
Gio's seeing the bats for the first time now, and he's like, whoa!
What the fuck is going on?
So, roll attack, 19, and we need to do damage.
Okay, they start picking at one pack of spiders, so that does hit.
Some high rolls, man. Just 4.
Alright, 4 damage. Okay, next up, Gio, it's your turn. You got a, starting to get pretty crispy spider on the ceiling above you. And you are just covered in spiders all over the place. They're just all on you. And also bats. There are bats.
they don't seem to be impeding my ability to aim a crossbow, so I'm going to just go ahead and shoot, take 2 shots at this big bad guy on the roof here. Ceiling, sorry. 7. Miss. Attack. 24.
The 24 does hit.
For 10 damage.
Okay, yeah, that spider doesn't care too much for those shots coming down in it.
Sick.
It does take that 10 damage.
It's like a fuck!
Next up. It does go fuck. Yeah, it's having a real rough day. Alright, it's going to crawl forward a bit and then drop down onto Mordecai.
Ugh.
Son of a bitch.
And it is going to bite at you, Mordecai. Mm. Roll to 24.
Well, yep,
Yep, stuff happens.
8 points of damage to you.
Okay.
Wait, so it's the big foul mouth spider's on the ground now?
Yeah, it's on the ground. Well, on top of Mordecai, technically.
Does that mean I'm prone or restrained or what's going on?
I would say that you're impeded. It's on top of you. It's kind of like a grapple in some ways.
Oh, okay.
But it's not actually doing a grapple, so you could probably pull yourself out of this without any issue if you wanted to. It's just on top of you, biting at you. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
I'm fucking poisoned, aren't I? Here we go. I have an 11 for that.
You're okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Next up, it's you, Val.
Okay.
Val Prime.
So, I'm thinking I want to use Flame Blade and just get rushing in there, help my buddies.
Darkwing leader.
In front of you, Val, a giant flaming blade. Was it a blade? How do you describe your spectral flaming
weapon? It is described a little bit. So it is, you evoke a fiery blade in your free hand. The blade is similar in size and shape to a scimitar.
All right, so this flaming blade appears in front of you, Val, and you reach out with it with your primary hand and you just grab it, and then what?
I'm going to charge into the first group of spiders that's still kind of blocking the cave and that my first group of squadron of bats is attacking.
All right, go ahead, move your character there, and then roll some attack.
Oof, just a 10.
The 10 does not hit.
Ugh. As it passes along. Are they intimidated by the light?
Yep, it's probably more light than they've ever seen in their life, so they might be a little freaked out, but it's tough to read the psychology of spiders in this situation. Next up is a swarm of spiders, the ones that are crawling all over Giovanni. They're going to bite at you, Gio. They rolled a natural 20.
Ooh, gas!
They did 8 damage with their nat 20.
Wow.
We got lucky there.
Man, I was when they were getting like 11 and 13 last round. All right, Gio, you take 8 damage. Next up is the other swarm of spiders that is all over Giovanni and are starting to get picked off by these bats that just appeared. They decide to switch tactics. They're going to go after these bats. Bats think they can take them down. Well, these spiders aren't going without a fight. You start crawling all over the bats, picking off. It's kind of a crazy scene because there's bats flying around and there's like 2 or 3 spiders on each bat, like trying to take them out.
Spiders fall in the air off the bats. Bats biting spiders. Spiders biting bats.
They rolled a 16, and I believe the AC for Swarm of Bats is 12, so they do hit.
It is, yeah.
And they do 13 damage. Oof,
okay, so that is...
Yeah, so that's... They're down to 9 hit points now.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yep, you got it.
No problem. And last up is the swarm of spiders that is being attacked by the swarm of bats and yourself, Val, at the entrance to this little sub cave. They're going to start latching onto the bats that are attacking them and do the exact same thing. They rolled a nat 1. This is going to be pretty crazy because this swarm of spiders has to roll on the crit fail table. Let's see what they get. They hit themselves and they take normal damage. Okay, so the spiders start crawling all over the bats as they're just swooping down on them, and it starts to turn into anarchy. Val, you're right there. You're looking at these spiders. It's absolutely crazy because there's just hundreds of little creatures all attacking each other in this micro war. But you can see that casualties are starting to pile up on both sides, and the spiders, they themselves get confused and start biting each other because they don't know what's attacking them anymore. They're freaking out.
Disoriented by the fire, trying to crawl up in the air on the bats.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So they take 13 damage.
Wow.
From biting themselves. God damn it.
Bats and spiders. Mortal.
Oh no, our only weakness. Ourselves.
We turned against each other.
We turned against each other in the madness. Mordecai, it's your turn. You have this spider that's kind of fallen down on top of you. You're kind of wrangling with it. It's about the same size as you. And it's biting at you. And it hurts. Your turn.
All right. I think... out of just sheer reflex, I'm just gonna Dragon's Breath it again from right underneath it.
Sick.
So let me just describe the situation a little bit. So you're not prone, you're still standing. It's just this spider. It's kind of like you know when you go to see a big dog and the dog thinks it can give you a hug and it puts its paws up on your shoulder and you're kind of dancing a bit with it? It's like that, but it has 8 legs instead and it's biting you.
Okay, so like... He's struggling, holding back a couple of the legs, and just instinctively just blah, more fire.
Okay, fire off some vomit.
This is gonna be my last 3rd level spell, guys. So, Once again, dexterity 15 saving throw from the spider.
Okay. So you start vomiting fire at the spider in front of you. It also seems like it's going to hit a swarm of spiders that is kind of crawling on and around Giovanni.
Completely unintentional. But I'll take it.
Yeah, sure. Of course not. So the main spider that's on top of you, they roll an 11, so they get hit. The other group of spiders that is just past it, they rolled a 9, so they get hit. All right, let's see some damage there, Mordecai.
Damage.
7.
Okay, you're grappling with the spider just right in front of you, and you start breathing fire out on it, and you can hear it cry out, and then it just drops to the ground on its back, and its arms kind of shrivel up into itself.
Nice, you got it. Nice, just, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
I feel like for the fire breath, it actually just feels like really bad heartburn for Mordecai.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. We've all been there.
And that's my turn.
Next up is the last swarm of bats. Val, this is the bats that you are pincering with at the beginning of this cave. You're both working in tandem to take down these spiders that, you know what, are also actually helping you as well. So,
everyone's on board.
They seem to be on your side.
So we'll roll for an attack. Okay, that's a 15 this time. Oh, it's a hit, sorry.
All right, that 15 hits.
And the damage. 4.
Okay, you take 4 damage. You see that the swarm of spiders is getting pretty small in front of you. Next up, it's the start of the turn order, so it's the swarm of bats that is helping Giovanni just inside the cave.
Okay, so...
what are you going to do with those, Ben?
Attack the swarm that they were working on previously, I guess.
Okay.
19 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
And damage.
Man, it's almost like bats were designed to take out spiders.
3. Slowly but surely.
But not these spiders. Okay.
Well, they'll get the job done one leg at a time.
Piece by piece.
Speaking of getting the job done, Giovanni, it's your turn.
I'm going to walk over and grab my sword, I think.
Good idea.
Very good idea.
Could I have you roll a investigation check?
Oh, why? Because I can't see it?
Exactly. Yeah.
I know where it is.
Where is it, Giovanni?
It's around. Not 20.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's there. It's exactly where you said it was. You take a step forward, grab it. It feels right. Well, it sits right into your palm of your hand.
Can I retcon that I step on the tip of the blade and it just goes boing and bounces right into my hand?
Yeah, like a rake, but it doesn't hurt the person at the end.
Like freaking Captain America move with the shield.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. 100%. Exactly. Okay. Captain America move with the shield.
He can do this all Fortnite.
Sure. You perfectly find this this sword. It does not take up an action. You still have your two actions. Though, stepping away from the two spiders is actually going to prompt an attack of opportunity.
How does that work? Because I walked over a group of them earlier.
They weren't in combat with you. You walked past them. These were already engaged with you. First one rolls a 23.
That hits.
You take 9 points of damage.
Oof.
Second one rolls a 17.
Does not hit.
Okay.
And I am so effing cheesed about that, that I'm going to lay on hands for 20 for myself.
Okay.
Can I cast that as a bonus action, or is that...
Lay on hands is a bonus action for paladins, no?
I'm reading it. No, it's as an action.
Okay. All right, so that'll eat up an action.
Ah, fuck it. I'm just going to eat up my action and cure myself for 20. All
right, what else are you doing?
Can I attack still?
Yeah, I'll give you an attack.
I'll just walk up to this bad spider mess and just swing my sword at it.
Okay, give it a swing.
You never know, right? You never know, right?
Got nothing to lose.
Sword in the dark.
Crit fail.
No way.
Well, Gio, you, I think you know what to do
you
next.
You said there was nothing to lose, though.
I guess I was wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong.
Sounds like you lied.
Well, you might not lose your sword this time, so technically...
it might be your life.
All right, So you trip, roll, dex, or fall. So you trip. I need you to make a dex check.
Man.
All right, is that a saving throw or a check?
Saving throw.
Saving throw.
Just not used to the weight of the new armor, I guess.
Yeah, he got used to using his dagger and his crossbow in that one turn that he didn't have his longsword, and the weight was just so off-center.
I think it's the darkness plus being covered in spiders.
Fair, actually. Yeah, that makes more sense.
We've all had one of those days.
14?
Okay, you trip.
It's 14, pass or save?
It's a pass. So you trip, but you kind of catch yourself, but you do miss the spiders as a result of that trip.
Can I make my second attack?
No, you already you did this. It's done. Okay. You healed yourself.
Yeah, but I get two attacks. That's separate. I'm just kidding.
I will punish you. Val, it's your turn.
Before I do my turn, I just don't want to be a smartass either, but I just noticed on the swarm of bats, it is a combat rating of a quarter. It says in the top right corner. So should I get six more swarms?
Yeah, you certainly could. Yeah. I think that this was me trying to get
sure,
the ball rolling,
okay, okay,
at least in this fight.
All right.
So I'll make you a deal, Val.
No, it's okay. Like, we're winning pretty handily. I just noticed it, so I know where to look for, like, different creatures next time. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I've never used it in this foundry before, but it does say, like, combat rating one quarter in the corner, right? So
it also has, like, a few, like, three different types of bats that I could have plopped down.
Oh.
And so I'm not exactly sure what I should have grabbed.
That's okay. We're still playing with it. I just didn't know if you were aware in just different...
Val didn't specify.
Different things.
So. Yeah, and not, I mean, it was just... Yeah, I probably could have got away with actually giving him better stuff, but I didn't think to at the time. What I'll do is I'll start throwing creatures into your pet folder.
Sure.
And then you can kind of view them at your own leisure.
And then I have some idea what the values are and what I might want to use for different things.
Yeah.
Cool, 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 man.
All right, so it's your turn, Val.
Turn.
What do you do?
Swing that flame blade again. So, 22.
Yeah, that hits.
All right, let's do it, baby.
Sweet.
And 10.
Okay, you swing down with your scimitar, your flaming scimitar, and you just kind of feel a moment where, like, there's just this beautiful moment. You're not quite sure why it happened, but the cutting edge of the blade just kind of starts to curve to the side and curve to the side, and all of a sudden your blade is just slamming down to the ground horizontally like a giant spatula, and you bring it down, you crush the earth, and underneath it you can hear the cries of a few spiders that cry out after being squished by this flame, and they're dead. Yeah, they're very much dead.
That's what we call imagery, folks.
Okay. That's what we call imagery. This is an audio-only medium. Next up, swarm of spiders. These are the guys that Mordecai just burnt. They're going to run over to Mordecai, and they're going to start biting him.
Jeez.
These guys are super fucking sentient. I hate it.
They fucking know. They know. See, if you think spiders don't know, they know. they rolled a nat 1.
Nice.
Who wants to see 100 spiders all trip and fall at the same time?
Let's see. Fuck,
this
fuck,
is truly
fuck,
a magical world.
Fuck.
Their teeth fall out.
Okay, they rolled a 64 on the chart, which means they twist their wrist, their weapon arm is incapacitated, and they drop their weapon. So, Mordecai.
My spider wrist.
All of these spiders start running up towards you, and they start climbing up your boots. And each spider, one by one, just gets to the end of that boot, like the little lip. And all of a sudden, like, you can see their little arms just kind of flick back, like they twisted them. And they fall onto their backs off of you, and they're on the ground, like, in front of you. They can't seem to make a purchase on you.
Honestly, I feel bad for the little fuckers.
It's adorable and sad at the same time. Next up is the swarm of spiders that Giovanni and a horde of bats are attacking. They're going to keep latching onto these bats that they've started to ride through the air, and they're going to bite at them. They rolled a 12. I believe that the AC of the bats is 12.
Yes, it is. Sorry.
So they miss.
Nice.
Okay, so they miss. Next up, Mordecai. It's your turn. You have a giant pile of coals in the shape of a spider in front of you, and then you also have, like, 1,000 spiders all kind of swarming around you with sprained wrists that have dropped their primary weapon.
Right.
Which is, I guess, their pride.
Okay, I'm going to use 2 sorcery points. I am going to pull out good old finger guns and just point them down at this congregation of spiders with broken wrists and firebolt the pile.
It kind of strikes me as like a gunslinger moment, Like in all those cowboy movies where like
exactly.
The one cowboy is shooting at the other cowboy at his feet to make them dance. But in this case, it's Mordecai actually shooting at his own feet to make himself dance and squash the spiders beneath it.
And that's a nat one.
Okay, roll the crit fail table.
34.
Okay. You fall and you hit the ground. You're now prone. Now, you need to make a dex saving throw. You have a plus two from Giovanni's charm. And we'll see if you drop your primary weapon. Which we'll have to work out.
Is that Mordecai's crowbar?
I like the spiders. It's Mordecai's pride.
12.
Mordecai, you slip on the spiders that are in front of you. You fall backwards, and you hear like a clinking noise at your belt. And all of a sudden, your crowbar does not seem to be tucked away in there at this point.
Ah.
No.
Next up, Val, it is the swarm of bats that you have worked together with to defeat the little swarm of spiders in front of you.
Okay. How many swarms of spiders are still active? Just the one?
There are two.
Two?
There's one on Mordecai and one that a horde of bats and Giovanni are taking down.
I will put the one on the group that the first squadron of bats is not attacking already.
Okay. Go ahead and move them.
All right. Second squadron on Mordecai.
Fang squadron to me!
They start attacking Mordecai.
My blood's not that tasty.
It's a lie. It's delicious.
It's got that sweet, sweet magical taint to it.
Ew.
Don't talk about my taint.
I don't care how magical it is.
11.
The 11 does not hit.
Ugh.
All right. Back at the top of the turn order, it is the swarm of bats that is working with Giovanni right now.
These bats been working together for a little while now.
We go way back. At least six rounds.
Been working with these bats. They're like my guys.
13.
13 does hit.
All right. And that's a 7.
Okay, 7 points of damage. You guys are starting to pick off those spiders. Geo, I believe it's your turn.
Man, how is this group of spiders still entangled with this bat?
They're tenacious, man.
If I don't get a attack with my longsword on something tonight, I'm gonna start considering a different method of combat. But for now, let's go. I'm gonna also Divine Smite if I hit, too. 26.
Oh, baby.
That hits.
I'm gonna attack again.
Yeah, so you do a total of 18 damage. You slash down with this elegant, beautiful, divine light radiating from your longsword, and you just cut through the remainder of the spiders. Maybe you take down a few bats along the way, but, you know, no one's really counting at this point, and the spiders are diminished.
Sick.
They're dead.
Nice.
Right on. Well.
Yeah.
Fuck. I guess I have another attack still.
You do.
I'll attack the... Is there still a group of active spiders south to this group?
Yes, so there are spiders that are currently entangled with Mordecai. A group of bats have made their way over and are giving him some assistance.
I'm going to join the bats.
Okay.
In assaulting.
Okay, Batman. Let's see you fire off one last hit.
Same play as last time with the longsword.
Are you also doing Divine Smite?
I'm also going to Divine Smite.
Okay.
26.
Yeah, that hits.
Wow.
Damage. 8. Divine Smite. 4.
All right, so you do 12 points of damage. You start slashing into this swarm of spiders, just Hail Mary, going as quickly as you can, just slashing around. You'll need to do 12.
Hey, watch out! Hey! I think you nicked my mustache.
You can see that there still are a few spiders left in here. Val, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to, I guess, race in and try and finish these guys off.
Okay. You run through the gap in the wall leading into this little cavern that Giovanni and Mordecai find themselves in.
And so we'll do Flame Blade again. 16 to hit.
16 does hit.
And damage... 9.
Okay, so you strike down with the long, flat edge of your blade, and you squash the remaining spiders that are there.
Whoosh.
They're now dead. Congratulations! You guys have defeated the spiders in this room.
Ha!
Man, that was a slog.
Huzzah! Woo.
Anybody else really, really hurt?
I was, but I healed myself with divine sense and sensibility.
religious types.
I got some spell slots left. I can hit you guys with some cure wounds.
I could definitely use that. I'm like under half.
All right. I don't think I've used my this for good yet.
Or are we gonna try resting in this dank cave?
Well, I'm thinking let's. Because
I've used up all my second level slots.
Let me burn some slots healing you in case we get waylaid. 2d8s plus 2. You get 9 health.
Oh, sweet.
Plus 14. Also.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now I should be back to full then. Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks. I am back to full health, Gio. Thank you.
I get the sense that we all want to rest here anyway, but I figure like before you rest, I might as well burn my spell slots if I'm getting them back anyway. That way, if we get ambushed, at least we're at health.
Okay. Are we taking a short rest, a long rest? What's the plan? Because in order to get spell slots back, I think I would need the long rest.
Oh, what does the short rest give you?
You just heal up.
I'm down to do a long rest. Maybe we can take turns just watching the door.
Yeah, we'll do like a guard duty or something.
Or is there any way we can move some rocks to kind of barricade the spider room? Or like sweep all the dead spiders out?
I'll take watch. You guys, I don't have to sleep like you guys do, so.
Oh, that's true.
I imagine it probably smells pretty bad in here.
It smells a little bit like burnt hair. I'm not going to make you roll a perception check on that. That's just me giving you some insight into the smell of burning spiders.
Bernie spiders.
Bernie spider.
Maybe
I just pictured Bernie Sanders as a spider.
No, it's weekend at burning spiders.
Can I attempt to use my shield to like kind of clean up all the dead spiders out of the room a little bit?
Sure.
Or at least put them in a pile or something.
Could I do an investigation check to try and find my crowbar?
Yeah, so roll an investigation check there, Mordecai, and I'll have you make a animal handling check, Giovanni. It's not exactly animal handling because they're dead, but you are technically handling animals.
It's 14.
That's 18 for the animal handling check.
All right, Giovanni, using your shield, you are able to very nimbly kind of start pulling over some of the spiders into a pile. I don't know what you want to do with that large one. Maybe you throw it into the pile as well, but it's getting a little brittle. You try pulling out one of its arms and the arm comes off. It's gross, but you do kind of end up putting them in a pile at the edge of the room.
And now I'd like to light the pile on fire.
Okay, survival check, Giovanni. Mordecai, you do find your crowbar. You kind of search around. You find it under a lump of spider corpses before Giovanni sweeps them away.
Perfect. And right back in the pocket.
Okay. How'd that survival check go?
13 for survival.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to pull out some flint and tinder and get a little fire going. You know, it's weird. Spiders don't really catch on fire. It's not like they're tender. But these ones do start to go, and you get the wafting smell of burnt hair and crisp insect husks throughout the room, and yeah, it smells great.
Sizzling like, and popping
yeah,
away.
Yeah, they're just kind of making popping noises like popcorn. It's gross, and it smells awful, and I personally wouldn't want to camp out in this room, but here you are.
I'm hoping the smell of burnt spiders will keep the other spiders away.
You think it'll work in that way?
Oh, you think... You smell burning flesh, you're like, ooh, I want to check that out.
I have different priorities from an animal.
I guess we're also not spiders, too. It's something yeah. We'll see what happens.
It's all right. Val's taking first watch, and he can talk to these animals.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys settle down. It's rather uncomfortable because you didn't take any of your possessions with you when you entered the tree. It was a little bit quick and everything was still set up from you guys sleeping through the night waiting for something to happen. So you, I guess, hunker down. Giovanni maybe sets his shield down and tries to lay on that. It's a little uncomfortable. Mordecai, as you love to remind us, you lived on the streets for a while, so maybe you're a little bit more adapted to this than others. You actually take maybe some of the mushrooms. They're kind of cushiony, and you use them as like a giant pillow, mushroomy pillow.
I like that.
And yeah. Val, you sit down at the... I assume that you sit down at the breach between this little cave and the rest of the network that you guys were walking through. And you sit down for the evening.
I was going to say I secretly pull a bedroll out of the bag yeah, folding.
It's the one that Giovanni forgot to ask about when you guys were at the tavern. I'm going to roll a die here. Okay, so you guys hang out here for 8 hours. What do you do, Val? Are you in trance, just sitting at the front door?
Yeah, I've got to do some trance, I guess, at some point, I guess, to get my, you know, to get my things back, but...
Sure, so...
I guess I'll take the lion's share of it and then just spell off with the guys.
Okay, so an hour into this long rest, your two swarms of bats disappear.
Oh yeah, right. Well remembered.
So nothing happens throughout the evening. Val, you kind of pick up on some scurrying just outside this little cave entrance throughout the evening, but you don't really see anything. You don't hear anything large coming your way. For all intents and purposes, you know, your long rest goes fairly undisturbed.
Good.
Now, here you guys are. You kind of wake up from your respective positions in this cave with glowing stones and mushrooms and smelling of burning insect corpses. What do you do?
Man, for the record, these mushrooms are not as comfortable as they look. Oh.
Well,
I guess we'll
should we continue exploring?
Yeah, carry on, I guess, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Okay, the three of you make your way out of this little cave, and you start following this river just down the rest of this cave. You can see that off in the distance, occasionally your path is spotted by glowing mushrooms on the side of the walls and kind of giving you a little bit of light.
Just, yeah, keep on down the path, I guess.
Yeah. You periodically get your boots wet as you start trampling through the stream. It's not particularly deep, but it does take up a lot of the path that you guys are following down. Occasionally, there are paths that come off of this cave that you guys are following down, but many of them just kind of lead into dead ends with rubble kind of lining the rest of the route.
Dead end over here!
Giovanni has run very far ahead of you guys now. He seems to kind of storm off. His torch is lighting the way mostly for him. You start to kind of lose sight of him as a noise picks up around you.
Uh-oh.
I believe I hear water.
I mean, we're next to a stream.
No, big water.
Giovanni, you can hear water, big water. This stream starts rushing faster and faster as you follow it down, and you can see that it actually ends in a bit of a waterfall descending to depths that you cannot see.
Oh, boy. Can we always catch up to Gio, I guess, then?
Boys, you should see this.
Yeah, we hear him calling. Sorry. I'm going to double up, so...
Sure, you can make out the faint voice of Giovanni down the river.
Oh boy, what a cool audio cue.
The three of you can barely hear each other with the sound of the waterfall so close at hand. You, Val, and Mordecai can now also see that this stream descends into a waterfall and continues down into the deeps. At the very side of this, you can see that there is a bit of a cliff wall. It descends about maybe 20 or 30 feet up. And you can't quite make out what's on the other side of that.
Jeez.
Misty step.
Yeah.
Don't get too close to the river, otherwise you guys might fall over.
Sorry, yeah. So we're on the south bank, everyone? Or?
Well, Val and Mordecai, you guys seem to be kind of crossing this stream back and forth from the north to the south bank. Giovanni seems to primarily be on the south bank of this stream.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'll say we went with Gio just so that we went across the fast water. That makes more sense.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? So. The three of you have now kind of crossed this stream a few times. I'm going to need all three of you guys to make athletics checks.
Oh, well, I didn't know where this thing was. Oh, well, whatever.
Six.
13.
That's an 8.
Acrobatics. Sorry, that's an 8. I don't know what's going on. My brain's in it.
16 for Val.
Awesome. Val and Mordecai, you guys can feel the strength of the river around you as you kind of cross back and forth over this stream, kind of investigating some of the cliffside that's just on the other side of this. But you manage to keep your footing as you kind of walk around. Giovanni, the water starts to get very strong around you, especially because you've kind of been exploring this area a little bit longer than everybody else, so maybe you've kind of been walking around some of the shores around it. But at a certain point, your foot slips on a loose stone underneath the water, and you find yourself caught up in the water.
Ugh.
The two of you can see Giovanni duck.
Gio!
What do you guys do?
Sorry, Josh, having crossed the river, like, do I have kind of some idea how deep it is?
Yeah, you'd say that it gets a little bit deeper here. This stream becomes less of a stream and more of a bit of a fast-running river as the water picks up.
Sure.
In terms of depth, at its deepest, you would estimate 4 feet. Like, it's not exactly like a... It's still not a huge, substantial river, but it is moving quickly.
But enough to go under and moving pretty fast, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Gotcha. Okay.
Is he going over the edge?
He will if nobody does anything.
One second here.
I'm about to go over the edge.
Sorry.
I don't know if I've got anything to catch you. That's the thing.
I'll use wild shape. I'll sea lion him back if I can.
Okay.
Wait. I'll just cast sleep on him. He'll go limp. He won't feel a thing.
part of me just kind of wants to go down and see how deep it is.
Well,
but I guess there'd be no way to communicate that with you, so.
Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe not.
All right, Val, you see Giovanni go over. Without taking a second of hesitation, you jump into the river, just kind of swan dive, and then as you fly through the air, you all of a sudden turn into a seal, and you just kind of flip into the water gracefully. You're swimming towards the edge. You see that Giovanni is there. He's starting to race towards the edge, and you grab onto him. You bite onto him with your mouth. Can I have you roll an athletics check as a seal?
Yes.
Which I guess now I'm going to have to find as well. Yeah, you're a killer at swimming. You can do 20 feet speed on land and 40 feet in water. And I'm going to give you... So just make a athletics check as Val and make it at advantage.
Okay.
We'll just do that for now.
Athletics. That's a 13.
You bite onto the pant leg of Giovanni, and it's a bit of a struggle, but you manage to just pull him over to a point where it's just shallow enough that he's able to get his footing again. Geo, you are no longer rushing towards the edge of the waterfall.
Oh, thank you, seal.
Also, there's a seal in this cave now.
Artist formerly known as seal.
The druid formerly known as seal.
My power.
You know what? While I'm at it, and I'm still in seal form, and Geo's on the bank, maybe I'll go over the edge of the fall.
Like, bring him up to that rock in the middle so he has something to climb up onto and then...
Yeah, I'll just kind of get Geo off to the side so he doesn't get drowned or something, and then I'll just go over... I'll just kind of swim over as a seal. And just hopefully there's no rocks through, like... We obviously hear it hitting the bottom of water, right? So...
Okay, I just need to look up some stuff.
Wow. Okay, sorry.
Some seal things.
This sounds rather strength checky.
Like, I just want to kind of go over the edge, presumably hit a pool, swim over, and then just kind of relay to the guys what I see and maybe help them down safer than I went down. Find some way to get them down safer, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, I don't like that okay.
All right, Val. You pull Giovanni safely onto the edge of the bank. Then you turn your little seal head towards the waterfall. And there's something about it that just calls to you. Nothing magical. This is not a magic. This is not a plot point. You just are feeling the need for some adrenaline. And you head back towards the bank. And you pull yourself into the water. And you start rushing, using the speed of the river to propel yourself off of this waterfall. And then you're gone.
No!
Giovanni and Mordecai, you see this seal, this vow, disappear from your vision as it soars out over the edge of this waterfall and plunge into depths unknown.
Oh, shit.
Do we hear a splash of any sort?
I need each of you to roll perception checks at disadvantage.
Oh, no.
It's a 13.
5.
You cannot hear a splash. You're not quite sure if it is the sound of the overpowering waterfall with the water just racing off of the edge of this drop. And maybe that's covering up the sound of the splash. But there's part of you that thinks that maybe this is a lot deeper than you thought. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. If you're interested in hearing more about us, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Anchor, or Patreon as Late and Legends. A special thanks to our patrons this week, Al, Aaron, DJ Seath, Ethan, and Jason. If you're like these very special people and want to support our podcast, join us over on Patreon. And be sure to leave us a review on Spotify and iTunes. That helps us a lot. With that, we'll see you next week.